The dog days of summer. Let's hear if he barks at all. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Forget about barking. It's biting.
That's right.
And, I mean, there are showers and some thunderstorms around right now, especially through the Catskills, from Poughkeepsie on south. We had a couple go through Lime Rock Park a little bit earlier. So these will be passing by. And there may be more later today. Highs 90 to 95. Spotty thunderstorm tonight, mid-70s. Hazy, hot, oppressively humid Thursday, mid-90s with the chance of a thunderstorm. Friday, low 90s, partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm. Saturday, partly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm, 90. And then only 80 with sunny skies and low humidity on Sunday. The big question that leaves us still on the limb is, when does the front come through? Does it come through Saturday morning with a thunderstorm and begin to clear things out in the afternoon, or does it wait for the afternoon? I'm going to go with the afternoon, since climatologically that's normally the time it happens. And two, the Canadian and the Euro has been insisting on that all week. The American model, the GFS, has been insisting on it going through early in the morning. So all three models very stubborn. But we have two in one camp, one in the other, so I go with the two, and that's it. Your forecaster this morning is very, very tired. I was up last night watching radar for the Mets, and I guess it was maybe a quarter to 10. I was just about to update them, and word came down that they suspended the game.
Yeah.
So all that hard work last night for nothing at all.
It's a little depressing. Now, we do have a heat advisory today and an excessive heat watch for tomorrow.
That is correct.
What's the difference? What's the difference between the two?
Well, excessive heat watch, meaning temperatures are going to be hotter, and that combined with humidity will cause the temperatures to be into the hundreds. Feel like it's in the hundreds. Heat advisory today is just like, you know, we were in the 90s, and it's going to have to take its toll. As far as people who work outdoors, people who have breathing problems, and so forth and so on. But when you see excessive heat, that combination of the actual temperature and the humidity being sky high, I'm pretty sure that will be changed to a warning tomorrow.
You're just so that lets people know that if you have any breathing problems or things like that, either get what you're going to get done early in the morning, or just stay in.
Stay in. Yep. That's the word. Stay in. This is, you know, as you know, this is probably my most disliked weather. I was going to say hate, but I don't want to use that word. This is my most disliked weather of all weather, when it gets hot and humid like this. Don't like it at all.
I
know you like it, Marshall.
It's not a question. I like it much better than what comes in the wintertime. Sure, the wintertime, you know, at least in the summertime when it gets like this, if you're lucky enough, you can dress lightly, you can stay inside, there's air conditioning, stuff like that. But when you go to work in the wintertime and it's a foot of snow on the ground, it's 15 degrees below zero and the wind's blowing, to me that's worse. To me that's worse.
Well, I mean, it's not pretty. It's definitely not a pretty scene that you painted, but if I had the option of 100 degrees or 20, it would be 20.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Boy.
I just do not like the heat. I mean, the heat, when you think about it, the heat is as cold as the, is as bad as the cold. In the heat, you could get heat stroke, and in the cold, you could get, what is it? Frostbite.
Yeah, but in the cold, you're wearing a whole bunch of stuff to prevent you getting frostbite.
That is correct. Yeah.
In the summertime, you don't. You know, you just lighten up your clothes.
Right. Or take them off.
That's right.
whatever floats your boat, so to speak. But that's about it. What did I do last night? Oh, I watched America's Got Talent. In between forecasting with the New York Mets, I was watching that, and there were some really phenomenal acts. There was a 10-year-old boy on this show last night that sang a Whitney Houston tune. And he just knocked it out of the ballpark. I mean, all the judges, including the audience, gave him a standing ovation. I could not believe that this kid was 10 years old. I mean, just phenomenal. I mean, you would have gotten the chills listening to this kid sing at 10 years old. There were a lot of amazing acts last night. I just love a variety show, Marshall. I think there should be more of them.
Well, they're not coming back, but if they should, you know, years ago, you had the Ed Sullivan Show, you had the Carol Burnett Show, you had all these shows, the Dean Martin Show.
The Smothers Brothers. The
Smothers Brothers, where they brought all these acts on, and there was comedy interspersed with it. Even Johnny Carson with The Tonight Show was that way with comedians and with people like that. And now it's just easier for these companies to put on these reality shows. They don't have to pay writers, they don't have to pay anything like that.
Right, so, but how do they benefit?
People watch it. People watch it, and they sell a lot of advertising.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, right.
And even though these reality shows aren't really reality, they're scripted.
Right. Yeah, I know, but they're making a lot of money. And right now, there's, you know, basically that's the only show on TV that's like a variety show. You know, so that's doing well. It's doing well.
You know, people, they really do. It doesn't matter how old they are. They like to be entertained. Even if you're young, you like to be entertained. But there's too many people that like to sit there and watch something that's supposedly reality, and it's the type of reality they'd like to live. That's the really sad thing about it.
Really, that's what it comes down to, right. So anyhow, that is it. I mean, I'm looking at the skies right now, which is very, very gray. And, of course, very, very humid. But once that sun breaks out, Marshall, we go for broke.
Well, I actually sat out on my deck yesterday. I got out of work about an hour early because I had to go have a blood draw. So when I got home, I sat out on my deck for about, I would say, 35, 40 minutes. But then right around 10:30, I said, no, I'm going back inside. 10:30, it started to get sticky feeling. Outside, so I went back inside, and today, who knows, we'll see what it's like when I leave the station about 11 o'clock.
Right, by then it should be pretty toasty.
Well, that's a nice thing. Pre-start the car, have the air-cooled seats. that's an option now that I'll never ever not get. My air-cooled seats and my air AC on for when I get in the car. Do you have air-cooled seats too?
You know, I don't know. I'm thinking about that.
It's just great because it's a leather seat, and with it air cooled. Even if you have air conditioning and you get in a car that's been sitting in the sun with leather seats, the seats are still hot. No, with the air cooled air, they're not hot. They're nice and cool.
That's really nice. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to check it out. I may have it, don't even know it.
Yeah, just look through your book. That's the way you find out. I'm still finding stuff on this truck that I didn't know I had.
Yeah, really.
Not that I needed it, but I found it anyway.
Well, it looks like with everything else, you're right.
Every once in a while, a light will come on, and I'll go, what the hell is that? And I have to look it up, and it's one of the things that's in the truck. So, all right, so then basically if you want to have your nice vacation week, this is, and you like warm weather, this is the week to get out there and enjoy it.
Well, I would say that, yes, if you like warm weather, this is, you know, right up your alley. But other than that, if you have breathing problems, the elderly, etc., stay indoors, because really the next 3 days, definitely not healthy. Definitely not healthy. So you have to stay indoors, breathing problems, and the elderly.
Are we considered in the elderly now?
I guess so. I guess once you're over 60.
I used to look at those things and think, those poor old people. And now I'm one of those poor old people.
Yeah, isn't what, when reality sinks in, you say to yourself,
oh,
uh-oh.
Gosh, it's funny, it's yeah. True. I always remember sitting with my mother towards the end of her life, and she'd be sitting in a room, and she'd say to me, when people would walk by, look at all those old people.
Yeah, they never look at themselves, I hear you. Yep.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Stay cool.
Yeah, you do the same. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.